The Afghan governor of Helmand province says the civilians were killed Tuesday evening after insurgents in the isolated Sangin Valley district sought refuge inside villagers' homes during heavy combat. NATO and U.S. special forces are targeting Taliban insurgents in the area, and fighting throughout the district has intensified in recent days. U.S. military spokesman Major Chris Belcher says a number of militants were killed in the fighting, but he says there have been no confirmed reports of civilian deaths. Major Belcher says the fighting erupted after suspected Taliban insurgents opened fire on Afghan soldiers and U.S. special forces on patrol. The Sangin Valley is considered a Taliban stronghold as well as a major center for illegal opium production. As NATO forces struggle to regain control of the district, military officials say the civilian casualties are eroding public support for the international mission in Afghanistan. Violent anti-American protests broke out in the western province of Herat last week after local authorities there said 51 civilians were killed. And on Tuesday, a U.S. military commander issued a public apology to families of Afghan civilians killed by American Marines following a suicide bombing earlier this year. The commander called the death of innocent Afghans at the hand of Americans a terrible stain on America's honor and acknowledged civilian casualties are hurting the military's image in Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has repeatedly condemned the loss of innocent lives, most recently during a nationally televised speech last week. Afghan politicians say they are under increasing pressure to act. On Tuesday, the country's upper house of parliament passed a bill demanding an end to international military operations unless they're first coordinated with the Afghan government or the international forces come under direct attack. The bill, which still needs to be passed by the lower house before the president can sign it into law, also called for direct talks with the Taliban. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.